You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little sports news to talk about. Nuggets play tonight. That's fun. There's a vote going on today that they're going to announce for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And we will find out this afternoon if former Colorado Rocky Todd Helton is voted into the Hall of Fame or not.
Okay.
He barely missed out last year. You need 75% of the vote from the baseball writers. Last year, he got just over 72%. Maybe this year's the year.
This is it, Toddy. Hot Toddy.
Yeah, we'll see. Today is National Pi Day. Not to be confused with March 14th, which is National P.I. Pi Day. This is actual P.I.E. Day. What's your go-to pie?
Apple.
You don't strike me as much of a pie guy.
I like apple pie. I like pumpkin pie. Well, I usually have one slice of pumpkin pie in the fall. But apple with some French vanilla ice cream on top.
Oh, solid. Do you ever put any drizzly caramel sauce over that?
Nah.
Oh, okay. I used to be apple pie guy. I've shifted to pecan. That's my that's my love.
Solid pie.
Pecan pie. So I did find, yes, your dad's name is on this list. It's a list that's out. Names that are plummeting in popularity. They're being a little dramatic by saying these names are going extinct. Well, they're not going extinct, but they're really dropping in popularity. And Johnny is down quite a few spots, well over 100 spots on the list. I wonder if that's John as well, or is it just purely Johnny?
Could be just Johnny.
And did your dad
just
ever
Johnny.
Go by Johnny?
That is his legal name, yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes by John.
I've never heard that before.
How about that?
How's he spelled? How is his Johnny spelled?
Oh, I think it's...
J-O-H-N-N-Y?
That's hilarious that I don't know. Yeah. I think that's right.
You don't know the legal spelling of your dad's name?
Nah, he's always been John to me.
That's funny. So he was born a Johnny and went to John rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's down. Amanda's way down. Michelle is way down. And at the top of the list, they said Brooke.
Brooke.
Is
okay.
Down
like
well over
fish.
200 spots.
Brookie. All right.
Man, did I have a huge crush on a Brooke. Yeah. For a long, she used to work with us.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She was nice.
Oh, my God, was she nice. Super cool. Maybe one of the coolest women I've ever... You know, is pure... cool. She like oozed cool, which is probably why
hard to date though, from what I understand.
Well, why? Because she was so cool. It's probably why we could never work out. I guess she's way too cool for
I think that's what
I
it
am.
Was.
Yeah, way cooler than I am. A new study is out that found that men sleep better than women. You know, we talk about how this is a sleep deprived nation, and now the results say. If anyone's going to get some good sleep, it's the guy, and the women are not.
Was I reading this correctly that it's just the women need like 11 minutes more? Where is this article?
Yeah, they might need a little more sleep, an average of 11 minutes. But then they just dug in and they polled all these women about how often they are sleep deprived. And they're the ones who feel it. Are you the when you know how often do you get a solid night of sleep? And again, the guys beat them there. So women right now are listening, saying, "Well, yeah,
they're like yeah, they whatever, crap. I gotta go back to bed. Leave me alone."
Who's got the bugs? Who's got the bed bugs? It's an annual survey that comes out from the pest control company, and they found that of the top 50 cities in America with bed bugs, Denver was number 15.
Okay.
God, at least right. We're not top 10.
I know. I feel all itchy just reading this story this morning.
Yeah. I posted a copy of this story and I used a little picture. I mean, even the pictures of bed bugs
they're
are
disgusting.
Foul.
They're filthy.
They're really, yeah, they're disgusting looking animals.
Check your mattresses. They're nasty. And then there was that story in that Orkin list this morning, too, about Paris. And I talked about that about a month or two ago about how Paris was so bad with bed bugs. I mean, they were on their subway trains and in every hotel room, and they were on like couches everywhere, and they're everywhere in Paris.
Yeah, when it comes to globally, Paris was up at the top, along with our number one here in America, which is Chicago. Chicago is number one in America for the fourth year in a row. So between Chicago and Paris, itchy, itchy central.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, this is the world we're living in now, the world of Stanley tumblers, and more stories out every single day about these goofy cups. Here's another one that's popping this morning. A 23-year-old California woman was arrested for stealing dozens of Stanley tumblers from a store near Sacramento. I guess she walked in, filled up her entire cart with them, and just moseyed on out through the front door, which is like a thing right now. Employees tried to stop her. She just kept going. Now, a cop car did spot her less than a mile away as she was getting onto the highway, pulled her over. Boop, 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 boop. And the photos of the trunk viral this morning as they are filled to the brim with Stanley tumblers. 65 of them. She crammed them all in there. The store valued them about $2,500, so she's facing charges for grand theft. I don't know what the eBay value is on those. I mean, that's got to be way more than $2,500, but this is the insanity still going on with these Stanley tumblers. I still don't have one.
Am I the only person who doesn't get it at all?
Oh, no. I would imagine a lot of people don't get it.
But psychology of, you know, one person decided that this is like so cool, so now everybody has to have it.
I know.
I don't get that herd mentality.
I don't either. I mean, it goes back years. Cabbage Patch Dolls, Tickle Me Elmo's.
It's a thing.
The iPhone. Yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
It's a
but
thing.
Anyway,
and
you
it's
know
a
what?
Weird
I'm
thing.
Just, I'm a Yeti guy. I'm a Yeti guy, so I just kind of giggle at these. Yeti's
I'm a glass
anyway.
Guy. Just put it in
Yeti's
a glass.
Yeti's way better. All right, so I posted the link to this lady yesterday, and the internet was giving her hell, and now there's some audio, I guess, this morning of her actual TikTok video. She's on this rant. She's going after Costco because she is pissed off that the 12-pack of paper towels at Costco are no longer individually wrapped in plastic anymore. And truly a first world problem for this lady. Here you go.
Kirkland towels. So disappointed. I was trying to put my groceries away, trying to store my stuff away, and then I find out they're not individually wrapped. You know how hard it is for me to store things when I am limited on space, and I appreciate that they're individually wrapped so I can make them fit and use them when I need them, and so that they don't get dirty, dust-free. I know they're for cleaning your towels and cleaning surfaces, but still, you still want something clean to clean your surfaces and clean your hands. Come on, Kirkland. I know everybody's trying to save money, but seriously?
Seriously? So she's like going off about where she's going to go buy her paper towels now, and there's videos of her trying to return her paper towels to Costco. Get a life, party of one. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a Costco paper towel guy. They have got a superior paper towel to any other paper towels out there, so I don't know what her beef is with the individual. They're trying to save the planet. They're trying to reduce packaging and reduce plastic waste, and then you got this lady going off.
We need to take at least two rolls of those paper towels and shove them in her mouth.
Yeah, shove them in my ears so I don't have to hear her complain anymore. My God, get a life. A school in North Carolina just had to take some drastic actions to stop the kiddos from spending all day in the bathroom making TikTok videos about paper towels. Southern Middle School in Graham, North Carolina. Here's the thing. They were noticing that the kids were asking to use the bathroom up to 9 times a day. And while they were in there, they were taking longer than necessary, so they fixed the problem by removing all the bathroom mirrors. They found out the kids were using the mirrors to film their videos for TikTok, Instagram, you name it. So they took them all down, and they say it actually worked. Students were taking fewer bathroom breaks and getting back to class a whole lot quicker. Of course, one parent, probably paper towel lady on Facebook, said, "Maybe they should put the mirrors back up and ban the phones. My kid needs a mirror. Children need to see themselves." Shut up. Anyway,
you can use your
working.
Phone to see yourself. You just hold your phone up and take a look at
you
yourself.
You just go in there with a friend and have them film you. That's how you get around this. But anyway, it's funny that they had to go to these lengths and take down the mirrors for these kids just to get back to their class. I do love the story about 10 horrible hygiene habits that are way too common because I am just a neat freak germaphobe kind of guy. Not cleaning your belly button made the list. Is this a thing? I don't know if
I've heard it is.
Generally
I've heard
get in there
a,
and just clean. And
I've heard it's more of a woman thing, that women are more
into the belly
button.
Let's
say on top of things when it comes to their belly button than dudes.
I have not heard that. Why is that?
I don't know.
You want stinky belly button, I guess?
I guess.
And then on the heels of that was not scrubbing your crack. Again, who's in the shower and doesn't scrub their crack? Do a crack attack, man.
Jeremy is so clean.
I probably spend way too much time cleaning my crack, honestly.
Doesn't surprise me.
I'm very red and chafed, man. Is there anything else that's honorable mention on here? Not cleaning your phone. Yeah, I do that from time to time. I wipe it down. Anything else? Oh, here's your fat America. Latest food trend online, olive oil and salt on ice cream. A bunch of influencers are out peddling this. It's supposed to add a unique texture to the ice cream as well as a salty, sweet flavor. But olive oil and salt on your ice cream. Whatever.
I guess I would try
it. I get the salt. It would make the flavor pop. But the olive oil? I don't know. Don't really get that. I don't know. Try it today. Let's do this.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB posted a link to some pictures and a video of Royal Caribbean's new Icon of the Seas, largest cruise ship in the world. But the reason I posted it is because they have a new crew member, a six-month-old golden retriever named Rover, named the chief dog officer, and her job is to bring joy and happiness to her fellow crew and guests. And this dog gets gold star treatment, you guys, and it's super cute. And it's a dog
it's a
video.
Cute photo.
It's a dog video and photo, so check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.